degrees and sunny in Nashville. Not as warm today. We expect the high to be in the low 90s in Middle Tennessee. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. The Trump administration is appealing the decision to dismiss the charges against Kilmer Abrego Garcia. A federal judge in Tennessee had found that the government brought the case against the Maryland man only after he won his wrongful deportation case. Immigration officials deported Abrego Garcia to El Salvador last March, despite a court order that he remain in the U.S. over fears of gang violence in his native country. His case became a galvanizing force for critics of the Trump administration's hardline immigration policy. The judge took issue with the delay in prosecution. Prosecutors charged Abrego Garcia with human smuggling based on a 2022 traffic stop in Tennessee. A federal investigation into Abrego Garcia began 2.5 years later after the Supreme Court ordered he be returned to the U.S. The U.S. Department of Justice filed an appeal yesterday, arguing that the judge did not follow Supreme Court precedent in his decision. At the same time, a judge in Maryland has ruled that U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement cannot deport Abrego Garcia until at least October. Tennessee's new ban on certain THC products has cost the state more than $54 million in tax revenue so far. WPLN's Mariana Bacchiao reports the ban took effect last month, but the numbers show that deadline had an overall chilling effect on the state's hemp industry.
Tennessee has only collected 3% of the total amount it was anticipating from a new hemp tax. Last year, state lawmakers approved both the new tax and a ban on THCA. That meant an end to the hemp industry's most profitable products like smokable flower and full-spectrum CBD, and an end to many Tennessee businesses. But the chilling effect began earlier this year, creating a $54 million hole in the budget, which so far has been patched by surpluses in business and sales tax. Mariana Bacchiao, WPLN News.
Well, Nashville is again suing the Trump administration. This time it's over withheld anti-terrorism dollars. Nashville is among localities arguing that DHS should not be able to tie election security mandates to the security grants. Among the mandates is more usage of the controversial SAVE system, which seeks to verify citizenship. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.